time now for Berkeley Electric Cooperative Power Talk, a weekly program to educate and inform the member owners about the co-op. You'll hear tips on saving energy and what Berkeley Electric Co-op means to you. Now let's join our host, Terry Bass, for this week's program.
Good morning. Thank you for listening to WJNI, and welcome to another edition of BEC Power Talk. We are so glad to be with you on this wonderful Saturday morning, and two special guests, my partner in crime, always with me, always, we're side by side. Libby Rowig, our manager of communications, is here. Good morning, Lib.
Good morning, Terry.
You doing well?
I am.
Two peas in a pod.
Like peas and carrots.
Peanut butter and jelly. pancakes and syrup. I don't know.
Yeah.
We could go, you know.
Ketchup and fries, you know.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, wings and ranch dressing or maybe blue cheese. We got the blue cheese with us. The big cheese.
Oh, man. That was weak. I'm gonna just say that was a stretch.
That was a stretch. But, I had to make it work.
Yeah.
Tony Vinson, the cheese. The cheese is here. Vice President of Public Relations and Energy Services. He is our guy. And we've got you back already. We just had you recently, and man, it's good to have you back.
Yeah.
It's football season. I think we're going to start a new team because he played.
I can talk football. We can talk BEC or football, whatever you want to do.
Well, we better do BEC.
Fair enough.
Next time, football.
Yeah. But, the guy who signs your checks probably wants us to talk BEC.
More than likely. Yeah.
Well, we better go there. And speaking of BEC and checks, we're going to get to checks at some point in this conversation.
Mm.
That's right. We will get to checks. But
yeah, maybe some $30 checks.
That's right.
Hey. For the BEC members who are out there, a lot of times on this program, we talk about the different aspects of the Berkeley Electric Cooperative. It's not just your regular traditional company. It is actually an organization where you are a member owner, and that really means something. Mm-hmm. It's not just, you know, hey, I'm a member of a credit union, but I don't think I may get a check. I don't know. But the benefits of this membership and ownership is a lot different than, you know, my Lowe's card.
Yeah.
That doesn't get me much, you know. Kind of just gets me a mailer from time to time. No offense to Lowe's or Home Depot or anybody else. But BEC, when you are a member owner, you really are.
Oh, yeah. And it comes with a level of responsibility.
Well,
you know, we feel like 364 days out of the year, we're there to serve them. But there's one day out of the year that we need them to step up
in
and
reverse.
Cast a vote.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And that means the annual meeting of members is coming up, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So that was a great intro. I like how you did that, Liv. That was like you did an audible back to a football reference. But
I know football.
She knows a little football.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, your team won. But the annual meeting of members is coming up, and Liv, why don't you kind of get into what that means to the listening audience, the member owners that are out there?
Yeah. So Terry, you mentioned that we are cooperative, and as part of our founding principles, we are owned and operated by our members. So once a year, we have an opportunity for our members to come in and vote on governance issues, you know, electing trustees to run the co-op,
mm-hmm.
as well as any changes to our bylaws. And it's just like in our country, we need that democratic input. It's very important at the cooperative that we meet those requirements and get our members to come and cast a vote and be part of that process
and shape the direction
of
BEC.
Yeah.
So, you know, you pay for your services. You are a member owner, but your vote, just like it's the election season.
Yeah.
And you hear people say, well, your vote, your voice, it matters. Well, you know what? It does matter.
Mm-hmm.
It really does. And this annual meeting will be coming with different aspects to it.
Yeah.
And one of them are votes. Or is it one vote, or is it you vote on different things? How does that work?
Depending on the year, there may be changes to bylaws that you would have to vote on. But definitely voting on Board of Trustees who are up for re-election or election.
All right. So to the lay people out there, somewhat like when you go during an election and there could be a referendum on the ballot.
Sure, yeah.
Hey, we're going to take an extra percentage of sales tax for future roads or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
That could be like a bylaw. For those who are trying to relate, well, how it would work. That it could be something within the structure of BEC
mm-hmm.
that you can have input on.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to triple Tony Vincent's salary.
Exactly. Squeeze that in there. We're going to put that at the bottom line.
Oh, put that at the end.
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So all the
or
other
bury
things
it are in the middle, I think.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, by the way, but right. You would have an opportunity to yay or nay or what have you
right.
through your vote. So once again, your membership, your ownership comes with responsibility,
mm-hmm.
like Libby said. At least once a year, it's a moment in time that you the rubber meets the road.
Yeah, and the good news is there's no electoral college.
Thank goodness.
Your vote counts.
Yeah. Oh.
The popular vote is all we have.
It's all about the popular vote only.
There we go.
All right, look at there. The lobbyist, he worked that's on right. you, and you see it as well.
I don't know. She's working on us. I stay out of it.
I got you.
I'm in Columbia. I stay out of it.
Yes, indeed.
We have a little ideological divisions, but... Yeah, he's coming yeah. around to my way.
Okay. All right, he's seeing yeah. it your
I
way.
Just, I nod so that she'll leave it alone.
Same thing happens with my husband.
Tony Vincent is with us, Vice President of Public Relations and Energy Services, and you do a lot in this spectrum, if you will, and within this realm in your day-to-day job.
That's right.
So you can certainly speak to how the process works, because when we had you on in a former show, you actually – participate in the lobby within the state of South
sure.
Carolina, right?
Yeah. So, and that's what a lot of people I don't think understand. So you've got someone like Santee Cooper, and that, there's different models. There's not a right or wrong. Mm-hmm. Santee Cooper is owned by the state. And
right.
so the legislators can decide the fate of Santee Cooper or whatever policies or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then you have IOUs. You have companies that are for-profit companies that
right.
have boards and have stock and all those things, and mm-hmm. they have to get a lot of their nods from the Public Service Commission or ORS,
okay.
Office of Regulatory Staff. And it gets real simple. We tell people all the time, you are our bosses. It's that easy.
Okay.
You have the ability to show up once a year and vote for board members mm-hmm. that will change or maintain the direction of our company.
Right.
And so that is the, you know, the part about us being member-owned. We're here to serve. And we talked about that in our last one.
That's right.
You know, it is ultimately up to our membership to pick the direction of Berkeley Electric Cooperative. And so we really do stress that to our members,
yeah.
that you get a chance to show up once a year and vote for your board members who ultimately are going to decide the direction of Berkeley Electric.
Right.
And so it's a big deal. It's what separates us from other power companies.
All right. And us having this conversation
that's right.
is evidence of that.
That's right.
The fact that you have input, we want you to be informed about the input, and then most importantly, I would think, Libby, we want you to participate in the process, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we actually have to have our members participate in the process. We have to meet a quorum, so there's some legal requirements that – you know, our feet are held to the fire, so we do everything we can to promote it. And
right.
it is an event that our members typically look forward to, because we definitely make it worth their while to come out and have a good time, get some good information, as well as vote. But
and this year is a little different, or maybe a
yeah.
lot different.
In the past, so there are, and it, like again, there's no right or wrong, but there are some co-ops, maybe smaller co-ops, that might just be interested in meeting that quorum, and that's it. That is not Berkeley Electric Cooperative. Berkeley
okay.
Electric Cooperative, if I'm not mistaken, has the largest annual meeting in the country.
Wow.
You like, yep. see it from okay. space. Great Wall of China. Berkeley Electric Cooperative annual
that's
meeting.
That's pretty big.
So we take the fairgrounds in Lassen. We
okay.
rent it for the day. And, you know, you have 9,000 members, and everybody, you know, most of them bring a spouse, bring some kids. Before you know it, you have 20,000 people at the fairgrounds in
so
a day.
It's just like the fair.
It's the fair. It's a chaotic hot mess. And we call it the annual meeting.
Okay.
And so it's never been in our veins to just get the minimum, to get the quorum.
Right.
That's not the vision of our board. That hasn't been the vision of our past CEOs. It
okay.
has been, we want to have a big day. We want as many members as can to come out on a Saturday and vote. But it's not just vote. We have car shows. We have a health fair. We
right.
have kids centers. We have petting zoo. We have, I mean, we have all kinds of crazy stuff. It literally is.
Looks like I need to fire up the speakers and the turntables again. Huh?
Yeah,
I'm telling you, it's a big deal. And again, usually it is done at the fairgrounds on a Saturday in November.
Okay. Well, this year it is a little different.
That's right.
But
that's right.
You're speaking of years past. It's been like the fair. Maybe you were driving by in the past and said, "Man, I thought the fair was already gone," but it wasn't the fair. It was the Berkeley Electric Affair.
Oh.
That's right.
How about that? Not the fair, but a fair.
Uh-huh.
And you filled that place, which can hold a lot of people, and it's been a good time. So what I like to call that is a party with a purpose.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it's been. Yep. But this year, because our wonderful, not so wonderful friend, COVID-19,
mm-hmm.
coronavirus, which here we go, Liv. It's been a long time.
Yeah.
You know, we back in March, there's no way we would have thought that you'd still be walking around with your disinfectant spray and, you know, mini masks. I like that red mask you gave me, the vote mask.
Yeah.
Man, it's fashionable. I've been wearing that one a lot. It's time to prep. Matter of fact, it's time to wash it probably.
Yeah, wash it every time you wear it.
What?
Uh-oh, every time?
No,
yeah.
No, that's weird. That's not
See,
right.
Now we're having Battle of the Sexes.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tony.
Yeah.
Because it's not every time, every week, once a week.
Right.
No, wear it one day and wash it.
Don't do that. No, just
oh, boy.
Lysol it, if anything.
Yes, Mom. The mother of in Libby came out.
Y'all don't make yourself sick.
No, we're negative. We test negative.
My germs
day.
Are on the inside of the mask.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's how it works, right?
Yeah.
You know what?
I don't have to wash it. Those are my germs.
I'm gonna use the other one. You gave me two, so
yeah.
I'll rotate.
Yeah.
And I will wash it. Thank you.
I'll get you three more, so you can wear one one a week. Yeah.
And she,
one a day,
folks. She is serious about that. I promise you. But because of COVID-19, not the same annual meeting.
Not
so let's explain that, if you would, Mrs. Clean.
Yes. So we have a couple big changes. One, some changes in state law, and we can get to that a little bit.
Okay.
But with regard to COVID, we are going to a virtual annual meeting.
A virtual annual meeting. Well, that's a big difference.
It is.
From 20,000 on the grounds of the fairgrounds to many thousand on...
Hopefully online.
Yeah. Online.
Yeah. So... we will be live streaming the business portion. So annual meeting, big festival atmosphere, but at the heart of it is the business meeting where you mm-hmm. might get an update from the CEO and hear from a couple other important people at the co-op to talk. Some business that needs to be discussed to some extent.
Okay.
So we're having to cut away the rest of that because it's just still not safe. To bring 20,000 people together in one place.
Right.
So we're going to keep the business portion of it, and that will be live streamed. You can watch it from our website and participate safely from the comfort of your home.
Okay. And then I'm seeing here that instead of, first of all, no large personal gathering, we've established that.
Right.
Yeah.
We will be online. You can... view from the comfort of your computer, mm-hmm. wherever you may be.
Yeah, your TV. You've got a smart TV. You can watch it from your smart TV.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I'm seeing here different days for different things. Is that the breakout of instead of being together in one place, we're going to take the show on the road, if you will?
Well, the second part of the changes that we're implementing this year is some changes to state law are requiring cooperatives to provide an opportunity for members to vote ahead of the meeting.
Okay.
So we're only required to do one day of early voting, but our Board of Trustees, again, going above and beyond for our members, they are providing 4 days of early voting, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., 4 days in a row. We'll take the early voting show to different districts each of those days.
Okay.
But members can pick a district that or a location that is
geographically sensitive.
Yeah. I mean, you may live in Awandaw, but you may work in Goose Creek. So it may make more sense for over your lunch hour to pop by or before work, or after work and cast your vote in Goose Creek or vice versa. So members can vote wherever they want. They've got 48 hours to vote. any of those okay. 4 days, four locations.
Okay. Well, 4 days is 96 hours. So I don't want to get too deep on this, but you're saying within that four-day window, you have
we're not going to have
12 hours.
Vote.
Oh.
This ain't Walgreens.
Yeah. Okay. I'm like, wait, I'm not good with math. What just happened here?
No, it was me.
Okay.
I got you.
Okay.
12 hours each That's day right. for 4 days, 48 hours.
Yeah, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., right. 12 right. hours times yeah. four.
Okay, well, that makes sense.
See how she did that.
Because Tony's not going to be out there 3 a.m.
No, I
would
not. So yeah,
but that's
we're
a
doing,
good idea. I'll recommend that to the board for next year.
Yeah, and I'll come out and we'll
don't do it.
Imagine the songs I'll play
I'll
at 3 a.m.
Just meet me there. Yep, I'll see you there.
So, based on the different places, and here they are, the town of Monk's Corner baseball field parking lot.
That's right.
Allendale District Office truck warehouse, Exchange Park Fairgrounds, where normally yep. the big party is in Latson, and then. John's Island District Office Warehouse.
Right.
And those are, that's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, the 16th of November through the 19th.
Mm-hmm.
And let me touch that real quick. So mm-hmm. some of these we were able to, like John's Island and Allendale, our district office has the right setup for traffic because mm-hmm. we know that in the morning, lunch, right after work, we might have, you know, when you go to the fair, you go ride a ride and they, when it gets busy, they wind you.
Right.
Before you get on.
Uh-huh.
We're kind of having to have that ability. At each place, we have to have this relief valve where we can go wind cars, but get them off the street.
Okay.
If it gets that backed up. So I would say the biggest thing that people need to, if you've come to Monk's Corner before, or let's start with John's Island and Allendale. If you've come and paid a bill before at the district office, just get there. We'll have guys, cones.
Directing.
We can get you where you need.
Okay.
For the majority of the people in our largest district, Goose Creek, if you've come to the fairgrounds before, if you've come to a normal annual meeting, go back there.
Just same thing.
We ended up having to rent that for the day. We could not find a place where it was convenient to get traffic off of 176. It just didn't work out. So we decided let's just go back to the fairgrounds for one day. And that is
they have plenty of space. So
that's right. Plenty of space.
And safety in mind and the flow. So I got you.
And in Monk's Corner, the recreation fields are half a mile from my office. They are right in the middle of town. But we couldn't get the traffic pattern right on our property,
okay,
and the new rec baseball fields, it will be easy to streamline it, come in from two ways, vote, and then leave out of a separate. So that's kind of why in some areas we use our district office, in some areas we didn't.
Right.
We're trying to think through worst possible scenario, which is that lunch or morning rush where we got to get the traffic off the street.
Right.
And we'll have plenty of police officers there to help us with the traffic.
With safety in mind and also ease of the event and flow. And like I said, you don't want folks to, you know, like you said, Libby, hey, boss, I need another hour for lunch because I'm stuck in a line.
And they won't have to get out of their car.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. It's like Chick-fil-A. It's like that kind of drive.
Okay.
Like we bring the iPad to you, the registration. We bring the paper ballot to you.
Okay.
Hand it to the poll workers are there. They're walking around with a different color vest, and so you can ask questions if you have questions. But, one, it's safer for you to not, with all traffic, it's probably safer for you to not get out of your car
wandering
around. Two, COVID. We're just trying to keep the interaction to a minimal. And three, as far as moving that many people on lunch breaks and in the morning, we're just trying to streamline it.
Well, you guys at Berkeley Electric, once again, going the extra step, taking that process to make the member ownership experience for this very serious moment. You know, maybe, like I said, the one time a year where it gets real, you member owners out there, but your input, your vote does count.
Yeah.
And as Libby said, as many people, we don't want just the minimum, the quorum, if you will, to make it official. We want, let's let every member.
Yeah.
Every member of the co-op have their vote heard.
Yeah.
And shape the direction of where you want to go. So that's a great thing. Now, the virtual meeting streams on the website. Is that the same day as the vote?
That will be the Saturday. So it'll be a week-long event. We will have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday voting. There will also be some limited ability to vote that Saturday morning. We have to have the polls open as well the day of the annual meeting.
Okay.
Personally, I think we'll have a quorum.
Before?
Before. Well, I mean, we want as many people to be a part of the democratic process as possible.
Okay.
But so we'll have voting. Mainly, we want people to come. if they can,
right,
in their district that week. And then that Saturday at 2 o'clock will be the virtual meeting. And that will be a good opportunity for a lot of our members to hear their new CEO for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
He'll have a
Does he give like a state of the
pep rally. Okay. It's like a, he'll give a locker room talk.
Okay. All right. See, football.
Back to football.
Back to football. I love it.
Yeah. So. And well, and we don't know. That's the beauty of it. Like some CEOs take that moment and run with it. Some of them only want to be up there for a couple minutes, but we haven't heard him speak yet. And so, but this would be a great opportunity for him to get to address our membership and just kind of, you know, he wasn't here for the past year, so he'll give the financial updates, but more so a chance to, here's who I am, here's my vision.
Right.
Random funny story.
I'm gonna,
yeah, here we go. I'm going to steal his thunder. So he's done a lot of jobs with the co-op. Right?
Okay.
Like he started out spraying for weeds, then he changed oil in the garage,
okay,
then he did energy services. So he worked in our department, went into homes and helped do energy audits,
okay,
did all kinds of stuff.
He's done it all.
Done it all. Jack of all trades. Master of none. master of all. I think he's listening
master
to
this? Master of being a CEO.
Yeah, master of being a CEO.
Okay.
Sorry, Mike, if you're listening, I'm sorry.
Well,
anyways, he
has done it.
When he was 18, he was hired to help park cars at his local co-op's annual meeting. And I think at his co-op, they had like the beauty pageants.
Uh-huh.
Like the
queen
ladies were in
contest.
The queen contest.
Okay.
And his wife was in the queen contest.
Oh.
And so I don't know the exact details, but he parked a car and was like, what are you doing after the annual meeting?
How about that?
And the rest is history. So.
Yes. Her being in the contest probably was a part of them hooking up.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's
100%.
Right. So wow. You can meet your spouse at the annual meeting.
Yeah, but not this year.
Not this year. Virtually.
Maybe next year.
Maybe next year.
Yeah,
yes,
next year we'll promote it that way.
That's right. We'll promote it.
Yeah.
Meet your spouse.
Well, we could have like a dating thing, a singles event.
Oh, wow.
Now we're getting.
Okay.
Check them out. Yep. Wow.
Let me bring in that creativity that we did
right.
not know. But look at there.
This is an untapped opportunity.
It is. It really is.
It is.
We can start a dating service.
I really see, since, you know, well, the fair's not here this year, the other fair, but this will be the closest thing that the members maybe get.
Berkeley Electric, bringing lonely hearts together.
Look at there. She's already. She's ready. She's focused already. Look at there. So a lot has changed. We'll hear from the new CEO, which we've had here on the program, Mike Fuller. Seems to be a really nice man.
He is a great guy.
Yeah, great.
So far, so good.
So far, so good.
That's right.
Lives on the edge today. He really is.
It's been a strange 3 years this week.
This week. You're right about that. But a lot has changed. But I got to ask the converse. What hasn't changed? If a lot has changed,
what hasn't changed?
Yeah. So not only do our members get a vote and help shape the direction of the cooperative, they also get $30 to vote.
Hey, whoa.
Yeah. We're handing out $30 bill credits for members who
just show up and
cast their votes. Yeah. And we also have a ton of prizes we give out every year, including usually a truck from our fleet. That's been lightly
that's right, Terry.
Slash
bucket truck.
Roughly used.
No, it's not a bucket.
Give away a truck?
A bucket truck. It's not a bucket truck. I'm joking. Like one of our service trucks, like a F-150 that's, you know, 1,000 miles.
I could use a bucket
lightly
truck.
Lightly, gently
though.
Used.
Lightly, gently used by Berkeley.
I have like, on my roof, there's like some moss or something.
Yeah, it's not a bucket truck.
Oh.
I feel like I shouldn't have said that.
I know.
Now people
actually
are like, oh, snap, I could win a bucket
yes.
truck.
Yes. You know, you can have some fun.
No, it's like an F-150.
Oh, okay, but hey, well, that's
but
not,
that is
that's
the draw. Every year, the grand prize is one of our service trucks. And instead of it's getting replaced, they take it to the auction. We give it away at the annual meeting. That is the grand prize. And so,
how do you qualify your vote?
Your vote?
Yeah.
Register you to win a truck.
And it used to be you had to be present to win these prizes, but because everything's going to be virtual, you need not be present to win. So everybody's got an amazing opportunity to win some other prizes. What other kind of prizes do we give?
Oh, man. We have all kinds of kids' prizes. We've had bikes, and we've had toys, and we've had George Foreman's for the adults, and microwaves, and speakers, and a lot of our vendors will give us gifts to help and to be a part of our annual meeting. And so there's probably, I don't know, 20 or 30 other just door prizes that we always give away and then build up to the
nice
to the
door prizes.
That's right.
Listening audience, nice door prizes. Well, wow, that is that is it's going to be an exciting day, even though it's not the same as
it
has been.
We'll get back there.
Oh, yeah, we'll get back. We'll get past this dastardly COVID and then get back to some normalcy. But at least you guys are working really hard to try to make this as close to the experience that others have had in the past.
Oh, yeah.
Even though it's different, it can still be fun.
Yeah, yeah. We take annual meeting very seriously.
That's right.
I can tell.
Important.
And Libby, this is like your first, this is your first one.
It is. Wow. My old co-op did not have much of an annual meeting. So, I was looking forward to it. But we'll have 48 hours of voting.
That's right. We'll make the best of it. Mm-hmm. Everybody's vote will count and help shape the direction of Berkeley Electric Cooperative. And you can also look out for more information in South Carolina or SC Living Magazine.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, that's the monthly magazine that our members get. And coming for the October edition, the communications guy, Micah Ponce.
Okay, yeah, Micah.
He worked really, really hard and put a lot of wonderful, useful information in the magazine. Okay. It'll have a false cover. So on the very outside of it, you'll have four pages with maps showing where you vote for the early voting.
Right.
Everything you need to know about how to come out and participate. Okay. So watch your mailbox for South Carolina Living Magazine, and that'll give you everything to help you be an active member.
And if Micah worked as hard as he did doing the Cupid Shuffle at the voting event, he's going to put the energy in to make it a wonderful informational piece for you there. So look out for that. Also, the website and social media channels will have updates as well.
Yeah. And we also mail all of our members the annual meeting notification, so they'll want to look out for that and bring that with them to vote.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, man, this is awesome. We're about done with that's a fast program, but we're talking about very important stuff. Member owners, you are important. You are valued by Berkeley Electric Cooperative. You're not just paying a bill to an electric provider. You are a part of the process. You can shape the direction. And don't forget, in the middle of all the information, like the raises for Tony will be in there as well.
That's right. So, skip over that.
Yeah. Don't skip over that. Or skip.
Just check.
Yeah. Yay. Yeah. Yay. Yeah. Yay. So there it is. Tony Vincent, our Vice President of Public Relations and Energy Services. Libby Rohrig, our Manager of Communications. So good to have you guys here with us as we are in election season, not only in our country, but within the confines of Berkeley Electric Co-op. I feel like I should have some of that presidential music.
No,
you know?
Yeah. No debates.
No debates.
Just, yeah.
No, please, no debates. But, you know, the presidential, you know, should we stand up and do the Pledge of Allegiance before?
Or whatever.
Okay, I pledge allegiance to the flag, you know, of the United States of America. I'm sure you went to the Citadel.
That's right.
I'm sure you are very well versed in national anthems and pledges and so on and so forth.
Horns and taps and all kinds of rituals.
Yes. Yep. You probably can play the trumpet.
I cannot. I've heard enough trumpet in 4 years.
Okay. You heard enough. But
that's right.
I got you. Well, get ready, Berkeley Electric Cooperative family. November is a busy time for you with the annual meeting, and it's very different this year. So the website for all information is very important right about now, isn't it?
Yes. Saturday, November 21st is the day of the annual meeting. And then the Monday through Thursday prior to that is when we're going to be doing the early voting. I think that's the Saturday before Thanksgiving.
Yep. Okay. Well, good.
Yep.
Well, thank you for this informational time. This wraps up another Saturday edition of Berkeley Electric Cooperative Power Talk. Have a great day.